Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star, and this is my podcast. For more, visit tvbarn.com.
And you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
10% of the people who listen to radio never listen to AM. Of that 90%, then, the majority of time spent listening is spent listening to FM. And for some of the reasons that I just outlined, you can turn it on and have it on as background music. It doesn't really get in your way for a lot of the day when the stations run these commercial-free marathons of music. AM radio also is something that you and I may have fond memories of, but which anybody who grew up listening to an iPod or now owns an iPad who's under 40 does not remember, does not have any fond memories of. Even in a market that's as strong for AM radio as Kansas City, it's still the choice of the 35 plus crowd. That is the Nielsen demographic, where KMBZ and Cuddle, the station that blew out on the FM dial so it could simulcast, those were aiming at listeners between the ages of 35 and 64. That's still a marketable demographic, but it's not nearly as appealing to advertisers as listeners in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So that was driving KMBZ's move to FM. They want to attract people who are younger and who are likely to be surfing the FM dial and maybe don't even have any AM presets on in their car.
Another reason for maybe the lower ratings that was given in some of the reports I read and in your article was the listeners are aging. They're getting older. Rush Limbaugh still holds on to a huge audience, but other talk show hosts' numbers have been going down over the last couple of years. And Glenn Beck was even moved into the evening hours on KMBZ. Is that because of ratings?
Yeah, it largely was because of ratings. Beck, I think, is going to be seen largely as a flash in the pan, somebody who tried to put on this super conservative, professorial, you know, all-seeing, all-knowing diviner of left-wing conspiracies. And that act eventually grew tiresome for a lot of people, and they moved on. This is happening to his television show. It's happening to his radio show as well. But there's another trend that's going on in radio, and Beck, I would say, just happens to be the victim of this, and that is that as the economy starts to come back and radio stations are seeing gains in advertising revenue, they're actually able now to invest more in local personalities. And it really makes sense for a local radio station in its branding and in its listenership to have as many local shows as possible. And KMBZ now has, with the exception of Rush Limbaugh, when he's on in the middle of the day, they've got live local programming from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. With the addition of this new guy, Chris Merrill. And I don't think it's any coincidence that Chris Merrill is a young guy. He lives in Lawrence and has been filling in for a couple of years now on KMBZ. And I think they like his personality, and they think it would work well with the next generation of talk listeners who will now be sampling them on their FM dials.
One of the other articles that you've written recently that's really interesting and curious is the whole NPR funding feud that's happening between it seems like a political party is against a radio network. Is that true?
You're right. I have been writing a lot about radio lately. That political story gained traction, I believe, because of some strategic missteps by NPR. And while many of them took place under leadership that have since exited NPR, and I'm including not just Vivian Schiller and Ron, no relation, Schiller, who was the fundraiser caught in that
sting,
that web sting, but also Ellen Weiss, who was the vice president for news and was the person who fired Juan Williams over the phone, which was just a tactless and unnecessary way to deal with an outspoken announcer who on another network happened to say something that probably, you know, he shouldn't have said quite as stridently.